can get you strong. Get you love drunk off my heart.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a fast-moving show for you today during the first half hour. We're going to be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, to talk about something everybody's interested in, and that's the pump, chasing the pump. Arnold talked about it. He said it was better than sex. We're going to find out in a minute. Then we're going to talk about a new craze in the supplement industry, and that's all these ketogenic supplements. We're going to get into that. And then we'll talk about my personal journey in my spine rehab. Lots of interesting things happening. I want to share my story because there's some of you out there who can probably benefit from it. So that'll be a little bit later in the show, but without further delay.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J.
Carl, how you doing, buddy?
Dr. J is a Facebook phenomenon. It's unbelievable.
You've been watching those numbers, huh?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm impressed. I mean, you and I first started talking about Facebook probably just about a year ago. I was telling you like how Quest grew their business. I mean, what you've done all by yourself. I mean, it's amazing. I don't think people realize that you do it all yourself. You do all those videos yourself and everything.
Yeah, I do. I mean, you know, someone had said something the other day about, wow, man, you have an unbelievable marketing department. And although we do, I'm doing my Facebook myself. I mean, you know, I'll repost things from EFX Sports, but, you know, I'm coming up with ideas and topics and things. But, you know, the thing that's good about it is you can keep in contact with the consumer, the customer. You know, I have great dialogue, and I learn so much from them. I know what's going on out there. So it's been really a great platform.
So talking about the pump, I remember Porter Cottrell once told me that Lee Labrada told him, train for the pump. Once you're training and you start to lose the pump, it's time to get out of the gym. What do you think about that statement?
You know, I mean, really, I don't think it's time to get out of the gym because Tom Platz used to say, you know, when you get to the point where your muscles start to burn, that's when most people quit, and that's when you should push through. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you and I have both had long workouts where, you know, if you don't refuel yourself, you run out of glycogen, the pump will disappear. But I don't think that's necessarily the time to go. I think, you know, again, the pump is very important. There's a lot of good things about it. But, you know, what about people on a ketogenic diet who aren't going to get a pump? I mean, does that mean they don't go to the gym? You know,
and so something you said is really good because we actually did a show with David Barr back in 2007, and the research shows that it's the muscle glycogen utilization that creates the lactate and the nitric oxide that builds into the pump. So is that not an argument for sipping a product like Carbolin throughout your workout?
Absolutely. And, you know, for those of you who are listening who are going, the pump? What the heck are you guys talking about? I'm not going to do my Arnold impression because I'm terrible. Don't quit my day job. But Arnold was kind of the first one who talked about it. And if you ever look at pictures of Arnold, Arnold used to say that his physique, if you looked at him just on the street, he would be big, but when he started to pump and got ready to go on stage, he would increase his size by 2 and 3 inches. And my physique was the same way. As you know, I knew how to pump up, so I always looked bigger on stage. Where some guys, you look at them and they don't look any different on stage because they don't know. But the pump is when basically you start to exercise and that muscle literally gets gorged with blood. I mean, it just hammers in there, and it becomes tight. It swells in size. You've got all this oxygen coming. And you almost get a feeling of like euphoria. I mean, it's a feeling that, as you know, it's very hard to describe. I mean, it's a cool feeling. I mean, I think it's better than any drug or anything out there.
Arnold said in Pumping Iron when he talked about the pump, remember he was sitting there in the chair and he said the pump is better than sex.
Yeah, I mean, it is. I mean, don't take anything away from that, but it is a feeling that is incredible. And you can feel it in different muscles, you know, depending on what you're working. Last night, you know, I was kidding with one of the younger guys. I was watching him. We were both hitting legs, and he was hammering it really hard. And he got up, and he had the walk. And I'm like, that guy got the pump, man. I mean, you have a hard time walking.
Yeah.
And I same thing. I got done doing my leg presses. I went heavy enough. I did enough reps. And, I mean, my legs were just swollen up, and it's like, what a feeling.
What about advanced techniques? Like, you know, used to be talked about in the Weider days, you know, when you get your muscle into that contracted position, focusing on holding and squeezing. Obviously, you can't go as heavy when you do this kind of stuff. But what about holding and squeezing the muscle? Does that help the pump? Does that have no effect on the pump?
I think it does. I mean, you know, there are a lot of things we'll talk about that get you to the pump. But once you have it, it's like anything, you know, if you're the kind of person in the gym that, let's say you're doing chest and you start your first exercise and you start to get that blood flowing and then you go walk around, you talk, and you come back and do another set in 15 or 20 minutes, you've cooled down, man.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to move at a little faster pace and keep things moving. But, man, if you... I love doing biceps, and when I get to my third exercise, getting like a cable or a concentration curl, lightweight, I mean, just squeezing. I mean, it's almost like you're just pushing any more blood you can into that muscle. And again, you know, what people forget sometimes is the blood carries everything. I mean, that's how things get transported.
Mm-hmm.
Things don't just go from the digestive system to the muscle. Oxygen, you know, vitamins, minerals, your creatine, all that stuff is traveling through the blood. So the more blood you can get to that muscle group, the greater. Another thing that, you know, you want to be careful with, and I remember Charlie Glass, this is way back in the day, because we all were after the pump. I mean, you know, that's what we came in for. And he saw a guy, he started doing a shoulder exercise. And then he went and supersetting with legs, and Charlie's like, what are you doing, man? You're confused. Your blood, brother, your blood then ran up to your shoulders. Now it's trying to jump back down to your legs.
Yes, yes, yes. In fact, there are people out there who do this peripheral blood flow training, but it's very methodical. You go from your shoulders, you know, to your upper arms, that your blood doesn't have to travel very far. It's like, right. But you're right. It's silly because you got the blood congestion in your shoulders. Now you're asking the body to empty out the shoulders and bring the blood down here because we're training the legs.
And, you know, a lot of people that I talk to, when they talk about this pump thing, they go, well, I do CrossFit, and I've never felt that. Well, again, nothing against those types of training. You know, all different types of training are for different reasons. But you're not going to find a person doing CrossFit, you know, or these boot camps where, you know, you're changing exercises and changing muscle parts. I never felt a pump doing deadlifts. I mean, because it was too big of a movement.
Right.
You know, the blood, it's too many muscle groups involved. So, again, if you're looking for the pump, you know, you got to concentrate on a muscle group and exhaust that.
So what are some of the strategies that you use to focus on increasing pump?
So, you know, to increase the pump, the most important thing is, well, there's two things that are the most important. Number one is hydration. You got to drink enough water. If you're dehydrated, your blood thickens and things just don't move very well. So, again, you want to make sure you have enough water. But the most important thing is you've got to have glycogen. That whole response is based on glycogen,
mm-hmm.
you know, swelling that muscle. And as we mentioned, I mean, that's why I developed Carbolin, because, you know, how do you get in enough carbohydrates before a workout? Okay, you know, you eat carbs the night before or the morning, depending on when you train, and you hope that you haven't burnt most of those up. And then before training, if you take sugar, it's here and gone. I mean, you actually go into a negative where you can't even hardly get a pump anymore. So I developed Carbolin so that you had glycogen coming in for a long period of time. So when you have that glycogen, again, you're going to get those best muscle pumps. Guarantee you'll have the best pumps of your life just by having something like that in your system. Now, there are other things. Again, we're talking about blood flow. How do we increase blood flow? What are things to help stimulate, you know, nitric oxide production, which stimulates essentially blood flow? My favorite things, first of all, are creatine, you know, Crealcalin. It's great for being able to push harder. It increases that whole ATP cycle, which, again, is very important. Another one of my favorites is just arginine, you know, whether it's arginine alpha-ketoglutarate or just regular L-arginine. Arginine is probably one of the best things to promote nitric oxide production. And there's a couple other things that kind of work synergistically with arginine. A newer one, which is agmatine sulfate. It's actually created from arginine. And, you know, again, it gets involved with that whole nitric oxide synthesis. And then L-citrulline, which is another amino acid. And now it's converted to arginine.
Mm-hmm.
And so, again, you know, in combination, you get some good blood flowing. You got glycogen, you're hydrated. You're going to get some good pumps, you know.
What about training styles? Are there certain training styles that predispose to the development of a greater pump?
You know, for what I have experienced for myself, it is the constant movement.
Mm-hmm.
When I powerlifted, I never got a pump.
Right.
Because I would do one rep, I would rest for, you know, 5 minutes. It'd take you 10 minutes to get psyched, and then you'd get on to the next one. So I had to learn that a little bit faster pace, not too fast, because you end up burning out, but a very even-keeled pace. And then things like supersetting, you know, taking a minimum amount of time. You know, you finish one exercise, you move right on to the next. You finish one set, you take a, you know, 15-second, 20-second break, and you move right on to the next. If you have a training partner, again, by the time one gets done, the next goes. Doing drop sets,
yeah,
are really good, you know. And you and I, when we trained, we did drop sets. We did squeeze sets at the end.
Right.
You know, a drop set is where you'll start with one weight, you'll do as much as you can, and then you drop the weight down. Again, forcing the body to push more blood, more oxygen into that muscle. And, of course, what you taught me is take the last one and just hold it and squeeze.
Yeah, do it. I mean, a negative or a static hold. Yeah, we did that on triceps,
yeah.
Remember? So Dr. Jeff and I did this thing on triceps. After we did drop sets on tricep pushdowns, the very, very last set, we held the bar down, our elbows locked out, and we walked back two or three steps so that the bar was trying to force us to unlock our elbows and bend, and we just fought that and held our arms locked out. Our triceps were burning so bad after that. Remember that?
And another thing, I actually learned this in Europe a few years ago. I never was big into thinking about slower movements, but a trainer out there, who was a friend of mine, took me through a workout. He said, I'm going to take you, and you're going to do one set per part. And I'm like, one set? He goes, trust me, man. And we went slow. It was, what was it? It was a four count up and then a four count down.
That's excruciating.
Four count all the way extending. And you just went. And then when I got to where I was going to quit, I mean, then he started yelling at me and I probably knocked out another 12. Man, you talk about the pump. I mean, exhaustion, just the whole feel of completing that. I mean, there's something about oxygenating a muscle, which is why, you know, did you see these things that popped up a few years ago, all these oxygen bars and stuff where
right.
people sniff oxygen?
Yeah.
Well, why? Because it kind of makes you a little on the high side. Well, so does the pump.
Right, right. So really, a lot of the things you're talking about are things that Vince Gironda was a big proponent of, right? Move fast between
right.
movements. Don't rest much. Lots of higher rep type strategies. So using drop sets, supersets, even giant sets. But there's something
right.
else that I know you feel is an important aspect, and it really comes more from a psychological support
yeah.
mechanism. I want to talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Science for Humans as Dr. J unlocks the secrets of the pump. And the pump is what builds bigger muscle, folks. That's the truth. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Stay tuned in at 2 o'clock for the EFX ESPN show with Dr. Jeff Gallini and Brian Andrews. Today's interview will be with Mitch Donahue, former NFL player and also Montana Hall of Famer. So that'll be right after today's Supreme Radio. Check that out. So there's something else that you claim affects the pump. And really it does so, but unintentionally, right? Because if you're motivated to train harder, you're motivated to do more reps, you're motivated to move faster between movements, you're going to experience a pump. And you say that music does that. How important is music for training? Because a lot of people who don't listen to music while they train.
I think, you know, whatever you need to do to get focused. I mean, obviously, music motivates a lot of people. I mean, there's something about music that reacts with our being, you know. I used to find that I would get distracted, you know, in the gym. A lot of times I would take my contacts out so I couldn't see. I always took them out when I went on stage because I just didn't want to be able to see anybody. I didn't want any distractions. So thinking about getting ready for a workout, you know, this is what makes the difference between the serious and the not so serious is you got, it's like turning on a light switch. You got to get mentally prepared before you go to the gym. So I would get prepared. Music would get me amped up. You know, I had songs I would listen to that would get me jacked up. I mean, during the Rocky times, I loved all the Rocky songs. I mean, that just got my motor going. Back then, you know, we we had cassette tapes. So
and remember the big yellow Walkman?
Yeah, it was quite difficult to listen to music with a headset on, but thank goodness Gold's Gym in the morning, I mean, we had, you know, classic rock. We didn't listen to rap. We didn't listen to whatever the current music was. Well, luckily, you know, the 80s music was classic rock.
Right.
So we had rock music playing, and it was loud. So, you know, that you didn't hear any talking. You know, when you walked into Gold's Gym, all you heard was the music and weights clanking. You didn't hear, you know, the jabber-jabber that you hear going into the gym these days.
Right.
But when I was really concentrating, like at showtime, you know, I would strap that cassette tape on my pants somewhere. And again, I would just put my mind inside that muscle that I was training.
Right.
I mean, I was seeing it, you know, gorge with blood and expanding and growing. I was shaping it with my mind on what I wanted it to look like until I got it to that point. Then I would rechange my vision and my goal. But again, I think music for some is a great motivation. You know, whatever you can do to keep concentrated, because when your concentration breaks, what happens? You get distracted, and when you get distracted, you waste time. When you waste time, you cool down.
Yeah.
I mean, people who got to go to the water fountain in between every set, I mean, that's a waste of 3 or 4 minutes. I mean, you cool down by the time you get back, and then somebody jumps on your stuff. So again, you know, that mental preparation is very, very important.
I don't think the music has to be hardcore. I've had some amazing leg days listening to Andre Bocelli. I know people who listen to Christian music while they train. Yeah. It's whatever helps you get out of the extremity of your mind and into the center of your mind where you're focusing on your training. Some people, heavy rock and heavy metal actually becomes more distracting to them, and a calmer music actually gives them better tempo and relaxation. And if that works for you, that's what works for you.
Yeah, I mean, you got to try it and find the music that you like.
Yeah.
I mean, some days, you know, I mean, I had my you know, now with the iPods and or, you know, the digital music, I mean, I have my certain songs that I use at certain times.
Right.
I mean, because those are the ones that I don't care what I'm doing. I get on. I just want to go, woo.
Well, and you know, every time you train with that song, whatever that song is for you, right? And you have a good session, it ensures that the next time you listen to that song, you're going to have a good session because that becomes a regiment. That becomes a part of predictability. And that helps you train better every single time.
It does. And, you know, it does. So find, you know, try some music, find it, you know, see if it works for you. If it doesn't, hey, whatever you need to do to focus, concentrate, you know, some people pull their hat down over their eyes. I do that where I just tell people, look, I'm off the grid. Some people, you know, train with sunglasses. I'm not a fan of that. But don't be walking around with your earpiece in and you're answering your phones. Again, you know, you aren't going to get a pump by being distracted and not concentrating on what you're doing.
So let me see if I can list these things. So here's what it sounds like is important as far as you're concerned if someone is trying to achieve a better pump in the gym. First thing, be hydrated. Second thing, have a good carb supplement like Carbaline before and during your workout, especially if it's going to be a long workout. Then some supplements, right? L-arginine, alpha-ketoglutarate, agmatine, those things that seem to promote more nitric oxide production. As far as training goes, move fast in between sets and do the type of things that cause you to do more reps, like drop sets, supersets. My training is so dialed in. We'll talk about that in a minute. But then, of course, shorter rest periods, experiment with tempo, right? Slow it down a little bit, get really time under tension, and then have motivating music. Those are the things, and you'll end up with a better pump.
And watch how fast your muscles grow when you can achieve those pumps. It's amazing.
Dr. Stu Phillips came on my show many years ago and talked about that. What ends up being the type of workout that you do for a pump causes a greater degree of intramuscular growth factors.
Yep.
And that is what leads to the muscle fibers becoming larger and satellite cells being employed. So my training is so dialed in right now. I do 5 giant sets, progressively increasing the weight with each one in under 28 minutes, regardless of the body part. Now, and then I move on and I do some accessory work after that, and I focus on 20 reps, focusing on leaving the gym with my muscles feeling full and pumped, and my body is changing in just a couple months.
I wish I could. My gym is so busy that you're lucky sometimes to even be able to superset because someone will take your machine or your weight. So
yeah.
I find I just roll through. But I envy you, man. Brian Andrews told me last night, he goes, you need to get some stuff at your house. And I thought, you know, I think I might have to because the gyms are just too busy.
But I like going to, you know what, I'd love to have a really well put together home gym, but I like going to the gym. I like the fraternization. I like the camaraderie. And I also like the fact that other people being around you training pushes you to train harder.
You know, exactly. And that's kind of what I told Brian is, you know, I really do enjoy the gym. I love the atmosphere. You know, I've been around it since I was knee high to a grasshopper. And even though I had home gym when I was a kid, I use it as an accessory or if I just didn't feel like going to the gym. But I love going to the gym. I mean, I like the smell. I like the look, the sound.
Yeah.
I like the people in there. You know, it's just it's enjoyable.
So before we end this interview, what's going on with Supplement Santa and is there anything exciting we need to talk about?
Yeah, Supplement Santa, March Madness, the 15th of this month, which is only 14 more days. Always on a Wednesday night, always 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time, which is 6 Pacific and 9 Eastern. And log on to my live Facebook broadcast. And I'm just giving stuff away, Carl. always have lots of supplements. Always giving away cash, gear. So each month it's a little bit different. There's only one winner. but somebody's got to win. So I know sometimes people go, oh, I never win. Well, you know what? Everyone who wins has always said, oh, I never win. Somebody's going to win. So it doesn't cost you anything. It's free. There's no obligations. I'm not stealing your identity. All you got to do is comment on why you think you should win, like it, and then help out by sharing the podcast once it's done, because that's how it helps us with promotions.
There you go. Sounds like a great deal. I'll be there this year, the 15th. I'm going to be there this time.
All right. You're going to be there when I have the winner in a couple months gets to come out here and train with Dr. Jeff.
That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Dr. J, as always, brother, until next week.
Thanks, man. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about this new craze, this keto craze. New supplements are being introduced. What you need to know. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, I started talking about the ketogenic diet in 2005 with Dr. Mauro DiPasquale. His book, The Anabolic Diet, is really the ketogenic diet with a weekend refeed. Back then, nobody was paying attention to the ketogenic diet, especially least of all for performance. I mean, there were some people out there looking at it for therapeutic purposes, but no one thought that it was something that would benefit you if you were looking to perform better. But that's all changed. And today, the ketogenic has become a lifestyle. The ketogenic lifestyle is emerging. More and more people are interested in it, and as a result of that, there are more and more supplements falling into the fold. And my next guest, Gary Millett. How you doing, Gary?
Hey, good, Carl. Thanks for having me.
And then Lynn Manning. Hi, Lynn. How are you?
Good. Thanks for having me on, Carl.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about an interesting product that I bumped into when I was at the Ketogenic and Therapeutic Conference. And that is called a product called Ketogenics. I'm especially interested in Ketogenics for a few reasons that we'll reveal as this discussion unfolds. But in reality, this whole phenomenon of low carb turned into paleo, now turns into keto, is growing so fast. Why do you think that is? And please, Lynn, you answer this one.
Yeah, you know, that is a really great question. A lot of this actually, in my opinion, and Gary may have some interesting perspective to add to this, is a lot of this comes from back when the false science, right? So we went through the 80s where they were saying fat was bad and everybody started pumping all of our foods full of sugar. Well, you know, fast forward a couple more decades and now we're in this obesity epidemic. And I'm a women's fitness specialist, and I work specifically, obviously, with women, and we've just been seeing such an influx of autoimmune disease and hormonal imbalance and insulin resistance. And then here comes in, you know, obviously, paleo and this ketogenic diet. And what people are starting to see is that fat is not the enemy. Sugar or carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, are the enemy. And they are the culprit behind this obesity epidemic and also all the diseases that have obviously come and really started escalating in the recent years. And the great thing is now, like you were saying, a lot of people weren't talking about keto until a few years ago. And the science was coming out and people were using it more because they were seeing some benefits for helping people with diabetes, helping people with insulin resistance. But in addition, we've now seen, and Gary can talk a little bit about this, that studies are now showing and all the evidence is pointing that we were meant to eat a ketogenic lifestyle. We were meant to be fueled from fat as our energy source instead of sugar.
Gary, why do you believe that is? I mean, that's a pretty bold statement, and there's a lot of people out there who would argue that that's not accurate.
Well, I think if you go back and say, well, let's see, how were we born? You know, and since each fetus is really born in a state of ketosis, and as mother's milk is lactate, which can actually degenerates into ketones, we actually came out of the womb ketogenic. And it wasn't until, you know, we take our kids and put them into Sugarville that we've really changed that metabolism. But I think, going back to what Lynn was saying, if you go back and look at some of the metadata that we've actually got in our hands now over the last 50, 60 years, when you go from a population where it was 11% of us were overweight in 1960, and now 72% of us are overweight in 2017, that can't be explained by epigenetics. That has to only be explained by change of diet. And so if we really go back and look at our evolution, we were in those states of feast and famine all the time. We were going weeks before we finally found food, especially in terms of, non-summer months. And then during the summer months, when carbs were available, we'd eat like crazy and store them. much like the way bears do.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if you start tracking back and looking genetically and evolutionarily, we really evolved as a fat-burning species.
So, and I agree with you, especially from a biphasic approach to the diet. If we look at ourselves from an evolutionary perspective, we realize that there were periods of time where all we had available to us was animals. And at that point in time, fat was very, very valuable because we knew without knowing it that fat seemed to sustain us longer. So we would eat the fat from the animals. We would eat the protein from the animals. There was nothing growing out of the ground, which completely, by the way, shoots the whole vegan diet is the way we should be eating in the foot, because if you were a vegan a million years ago, you were dead, because once it snowed, you had nothing else to eat. So that was it. You were done, right? So you had one good season. Enjoy yourself. And that was it. But okay. So why does our modern population have such a hard time getting their bodies to become fat adapted? And who wants to answer that?
Well, let me answer that. I think that, you know, getting back to what you're saying about vegans, I get that question all the time, and probably more times than almost any other question. I'm vegan or I'm vegetarian. And my response to that, Carl, is it doesn't matter what you call yourself. What matters is biochemically, how does the body work?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, it doesn't really matter how that's going to happen. What really matters is that's really the way the body works. And the way people get fat adapted is that they were in that lifestyle, had all the enzymes, had all the mechanics, and their body easily took and processed fats into fatty acids, triglycerides, which then transformed into ketones, and that was a natural process and state. But you know what? When you go through 30 or 40 years of pounding your body with the stuff in the center aisle of the grocery store, you're going to lose that fat adaptation. You're going to be insulin resistant. Your body's actually going to start rejecting that massive amounts of carbs. And what people don't realize is that that insulin is called the fat storage hormone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And for all the right reasons, because if you eat in a single meal, if you were to eat, Carl, in a single meal, you know, 2,000 calories, well, your body's going to say, oh, boy, Carl wants me to store a ton of fat here. And that's exactly what it will do, and it'll do it very quickly.
Okay, so getting back to what you're describing, what we've talked about on this show for years now, is the evolutionary gift of metabolic flexibility, which has been lost in this population today because they never go hungry. They never really fast. They eat till they go to bed. They wake up and they eat again. If someone wants to start to experiment with the ketogenic diet, one of the big problems they have is that they start to get the shakes. They have a very, very hard time coaxing the body. Is that where some of these ketone supplements like Ketogenics come in? Are these great gang planks to metabolic flexibility?
Well,
absolutely.
I'll let Gary talk a little bit about the exogenous ketones and in Ketogenics, but kind of correlating this and talking about what you were saying earlier, Carl, the problem is people do sometimes feel a little nauseous. They call it actually the keto flu as they start to transition. And that goes back to what Gary stated, that we have put ourselves in this vicious cycle of relying on carbs. And then that's sad because really what happens is, again, we have some sugar because we want some energy. We get that release of insulin. We have the spike and surge of energy. And then right following, what do we have? You know, we have a huge crash and we don't feel very good afterwards. And so it's like this repetitive cycle. And the more that you've been eating like that, the more refined sugars that you've been eating, refined carbohydrates, the harder it will be for you to adapt, because you can get into ketosis by simply eating a ketogenic lifestyle. But so many of us have been eating so poorly for so long, that is why we're having such negative symptoms as we try to adapt and go back to using fat as fuel. Gary can talk a little bit about how Ketogenics helps with that.
And yeah, most people just give up. They go, I tried this and I felt horrible. I couldn't function. I can't keep my job. I can't take care of my kids if I feel like that. So this is just not for me. Is that where Ketogenics comes in, Gary?
Absolutely. In fact, what's very interesting is going back to the biochemistry is, you know, that nauseous, weak, headachey feeling that you actually get. And Lynn mentioned we call it the keto flu. What it really is it's actually hypoglycemia. So without additional energy in your system from fats and ketones, you're going to go through energy deprivation. That burn down of glucose is now going to first deprive energy from your brain, and it's going to scramble. So it's going to scramble and try to dump as much glycogen as it can from the liver and muscles. It's going to start catabolizing your own muscle and protein, and then eventually, hopefully in a week or two, you get yourself keto-adapted, meaning that the body now can transform fats into fatty acids.
That's
and
a long
ketones.
That's a long week or two for some people.
Oh my gosh, I'll tell you what. Mm-hmm. I did it. I'll tell you my first story. When we first went and secured the patents on this technology, I said, "You know what? I'm just going to try this naturally because I hear this, but you know, I've never done it." So I tried it naturally, and I'm not kidding you, for the week and a half ahead, you're just not on. And if you work out, you're even not on more.
Right.
And so it's just a miserable feeling. So what we've developed, Carl, in terms of Ketogenics, is we've actually developed a way to take bioidentical ketones, mainly beta-hydroxybutyrate, in combination with mid-chain triglycerides, which are really ketone precursors. And we've been able to integrate those into a product that when you take it, you literally can drop your carbohydrates to zero and not feel the effects of the keto flu and transition into that fat-burning mode literally in days.
Okay, I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk specifically about an experiment that Dr. Dominic D'Agostino shared with me. To prove the strength of the statement that Gary just made. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
There are two products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, adamandeve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out adamandeve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping. When you enter offer code GIFT30, that's GIFT30 at adamandeve.com.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhuman.com superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage.
Welcome back.
In your name we pray.
We're talking with Gary Millett and Lynn Manning, and we're talking right now about a product called Ketogenix, which is basically an exogenous ketone supplement that I tried when I was in Tampa, and I really, really, really like this product. And so I wanted to talk more about it. So the interesting thing that I learned from Dr. D'Agostino was Dominic actually used insulin to push his blood sugar down to what would be considered life-threatening levels, below 40 milligrams a liter. In most people's cases, this is the threshold where diabetic comas occur for some people. But at the same time he did this, he was using an exogenous ketone product, much like the Ketogenix product. And he was fine. Fully functional, alert, able to continue to do his statistical information that he was doing as he watched his blood sugar drop. And we talked about this, and he said to me, you know, when a diabetic person goes to the hospital in a diabetic coma, they have to flood them with glucose because, don't forget, they're insulin resistant to begin with. So they have to flood them with glucose just to stabilize them and save them. And sometimes they don't. The reality is they should be giving those people ketones, because ketones don't depend on insulin to shuttle. They're a different substrate than glucose. They go to work right away, and they could stabilize the person immediately. And when he said that to me, I thought, my God, that's amazing. Now, you guys have probably heard this story, right? Because you know Dominic.
Absolutely. In fact, the landmark study was done about 40 years ago by a guy named George Cahill, and he did that on 40 students and demonstrated exactly what Dominic demonstrated on himself. Incredible. It's incredible. Everything you've just said was spot on.
So let's talk about this. People are looking for the ketogenic lifestyle
for two reasons. First of all, it seems to be therapeutic because it reduces whole body inflammation dramatically. In fact, the first few days of weight loss can probably be attributed to the reduction in edema and then fluid literally being urinated out of the body. And the other reason that they use it is because of its weight loss capacity, because once you become fat adapted, the body gobbles up all the body fat. So how would you use a product like Ketogenix to kind of leverage the ketogenic lifestyle and take advantage of these two different phenomenons? Who wants to answer that question? I'll give it to either of you.
Well, Lynn, you know, you should talk about, you know, you and
the women you work with
and how that works with them.
Yeah, please, Lynn.
Yeah, I'd love to. So what's interesting is a lot of people that have followed me for years, because I don't work for Ketogenix. I actually have my own fitness brand, and like I stated, I'm a women's fitness specialist. And the woman that I work with, you'll hear women say this all the time, I will never give up bread. I will never give up carbs. Not to say that men obviously don't like, you know, sweets and sugar as well, but if you really think about, you know, who consumes, you know, the most sweets and breads, most people would think it was women. And so when you focus on any sort of diet, whether it was, you know, the old fad of the Atkins diet or paleo or keto, most women's biggest complaints, most of my clients and myself before I had tried a ketogenic lifestyle, was that there's no way I'm giving up my sweets and there's no way I'm giving up my carbs. And personally as well, I don't believe in having such a strict mentality in telling yourself, I'm never going to eat this type of food. This type of food is bad. I don't believe in having these type of strict labels. It leads to a lot of unhealthy body image and diets and obviously eating disorders. And so what I really liked about Ketogenix, which I tried this about, it was about a year ago, and I can't even remember who had told me about it or told me about the product, but I had obviously already had heard about the ketogenic lifestyle because I work in the industry. But again, my main concern was, you know, how do you switch over? I had heard about the keto flu. I had heard that it was, quote, hard to maintain or strict to maintain this type of eating because it's predominantly, you know, 75% of your calories come from about fat, about 20% from protein, and only 5% from carbs. And I just thought to myself, especially because I hadn't heard the science, how is this going to work? How is this going to work for my lifestyle? How could I maintain this even if it was healthier? Now, the good thing that I had realized, which is a huge thing for any woman listening, is the research shows how this can really help with hormonal imbalances. Like I stated a little bit earlier, so many women are dealing with hormonal problems, and a lot of those are caused by inflammation in the body. Again, those foods, that inflammation from eating these refined carbohydrates. So I'm seeing this research about how this could help my hormones, which had been imbalanced. And I'm thinking, it sounds like good in theory, but how do you actually incorporate it? And that's what I loved about Ketogenix is, again, people could do this by eating the diet predominantly on their own and not having so many slip-ups or not, you know, going out with your girlfriends on Saturday and having a dinner with some wine and some pasta. But what I found with this product, and at first I didn't believe it, was that I could, of course, still try to eat healthy and eat a ketogenic diet. But when I go out with my girlfriends to celebrate someone's birthday and I do have pasta and a piece of cake and wine and I'm kicked out of ketosis, I don't have to work for another 3 to 4 days on the diet, going back through those withdrawal symptoms most likely to get back into ketosis. So I tried the product and I even bought the strips to test. And what I did was, you know, obviously I worked to get into to keto, and then I got kicked out, and then I used the product and I tested myself an hour later, and an hour later I was back in ketosis.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. And what's great is people can utilize it, so you're not on this crazy strict diet that you can never celebrate. You can never go out and have the holiday. You can't go out with, you know, your spouse or your friends and worry constantly about what you're eating. You can, of course, live a healthier lifestyle and eat towards the keto diet, but you can also integrate this in so it doesn't seem so strict and unmanageable.
The product we're talking about is actually called Ketogenix Prime, right?
Yes, it is.
And the website is Ketogenix, Ketogenix.com, and they were kind enough to set up a special coupon code. So if you're listening to this, even in podcast, the code is SHR, which is a common code we use here at Superhuman Radio. and it'll save you 10% off. Here's another thing I like about Ketogenics. It's not an MLM. It's not a multi-level marketing product. You don't have to sign up and promise to sell it to everybody you know just to be able to use it. You can just buy it like you buy all the other products that you love to use every single day without having to become a soldier in the army of selling it. And you know what? That alone is worth the price of admission. And as a result of that, because I've talked about MLMs on this show for 11 years now, MLMs take good products and make them unreasonably priced because they have to feed all these hungry mouths in the middle. Well, you get so much more of the important ingredients because you're paying for it with Ketogenics than paying the commissions for 13 levels deep for the Diamond Deluxe member and getting so much less. You've got more ketones in this than a lot of these other powdered products out there. And yours is convenient. It's in a pouch. Throw it in your bag. Rip it open. Throw it in a bottle of water. Shake it up. Drink it down. Boom, you're done. I love that.
And you know, one of the things, the other thing we really designed the product around, and we were talking about Dominic a minute ago, we were the, Ketogenics is the worldwide licensor of his patent. And so what we did from there is took that technology and developed our first generation product, which was Ketogenics, but now Prime is our second generation product. So we've included a number of other aspects that really leverage what ketones do and leverage how ketones make people feel. And so one of the things that you said early on, which was so accurate, was once you get into a fat-adapted stage in your body doesn't recognize the difference between fat you eat and fat you wear. And so when you're not hungry, and this is one of the incredible byproducts of taking the Prime, is that you're just not hungry and you just don't have the cravings that Lynn was talking about carbs and sugars. And so when you're not have a stranglehold on being addicted to carbs and sugar, you can actually eat so much more sensibly. But when you don't feel hungry and you don't have those cravings, you can allow your body to consume its own fat and you're never hungry. And that's that weight loss component, Carl, that you were just mentioning is that's why it works, is because the body isn't depriving itself. It's just eating its own fat for the energy it has. It's not going to give up energy. It's going to just use the fat you have for energy. And that's what's so miraculous about being in a ketogenic lifestyle.
The other thing,
Lynn, go ahead. One thing that my female clients state that they're excited about is that their cravings go down and that their hunger goes down.
The other thing that I like about the Ketogenics Prime is it has a tiny little bit of caffeine in it. So a lot of the keto purists, they poo-pooed caffeine. They, and then a study came out just about a month and a half ago that showed that caffeine, while fasted, increases ketone production. So it's not just that the caffeine in there makes you feel good, which caffeine does. Let's be honest. Don't be ashamed. It's true. But the other thing is that it's going to stimulate endogenous ketone production. So when the exogenous ketones start to wear off, guess what? You've been fasted all this time, and the caffeine is stimulating your body to produce its own ketones. So you have this smooth transition to a fasted state as opposed to, boom, you hit the wall, and now it's like, oh, now what do I do?
Well, I think on top of that, and you're exactly correct, so Metabolomics did some very interesting study information on various additives, and caffeine turns out to be an actual metabolite in conjunction with ketones, just like you stated. The other thing that happens with that is that what we really want to add to the product is how do we take advantage of the cortisol cycle? Because right now, people's cortisol cycle is all screwed up.
Yes.
And so when we are able to take advantage of that cortisol cycle, utilizing ketones and the other elements that we've added to Prime, we really get that smooth transition from high utilization of cortisol to low utilization of cortisol at night, which allows people to sleep a lot better.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. I want to take a break, and then I want to talk about some things that I also really like about this product. The product we're talking about is called Kegenix. The website is Kegenix, Kegenix.com. The coupon code is SHR for Superhuman Radio. You save 10% off. They are not sponsors. I like this product. I've used this product. There's another reason why I like this product. I'm going to talk about it when we come back. Stay tuned.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in BioSuperfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. BioSuperfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any BioSuperfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why BioSuperfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish.
Vital Choice Sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest to capture its fresh caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, if you haven't noticed, we have a new sponsor, and it is Vital Choice. I worked for how many years to get them to come aboard? When Elisa and I went to Alaska last time. I am challenging my audience to stop taking fish oil supplements and start eating a 6-ounce piece of salmon 3 times a week. The research shows that taking fish oil supplements every single day doesn't do what you expect it to do. You need that omega-3 in a bolus, and you need it with less frequency for the body to store it and use it to help to squelch inflammation. Otherwise, it gets used up as energy. So get the best sockeye salmon in the world, flash frozen on the ship and shipped right to your door from Vital Choice, and stop taking and burping up fish oil supplements today. We're talking right now with Gary Millett and Lynn Manning. We're talking about a product called Ketogenix. We have a coupon code for those of you who listen to the show. It's SHR. You can go to Ketogenix.com and you can save 10% off. Another reason I like this product is most of the products out there have one, maybe two minerals that the BHB is attached to. But Ketogenix has sodium, magnesium, potassium, and calcium, right?
Yes, it does.
And I want to talk about why this is important, because there's a lot of people out there pounding down ketone supplements right now and causing mineral imbalances, electrolyte imbalances in their body that are resulting in them feeling nauseous and vomiting. I did not get nauseous. I took Ketogenix on an empty stomach 3 days in a row, and I didn't even notice that I took them. And I have to believe that's because it is a quad salt. It has 4 different minerals that hit you at the same time, so you don't get that spike in sodium response or spike in calcium response. Am I off base on that, Gary?
You know what, Carl? You've hit on a very, very important topic. So you're exactly dead on. And if you take a look at the way you'd want to balance your electrolytes, you really want to balance sodium, potassium with each other, and you want to balance calcium and magnesium with each other. And so the way we've engineered the salts is to allow us to deliver more beta-hydroxybutyrate by utilizing all of the 4 salts that you require when you actually go into a ketogenic lifestyle. So you mentioned earlier that when you transition from carb glucose to fatty acid ketones, you drop a lot of toxic water. You're exactly correct. And sometimes it's pounds of that. Well, what goes out with that, of course, is all your electrolytes.
Right.
So we have found, and you've probably heard this too, is that when people go into a ketogenic lifestyle, a lot of people say, man, my muscles cramp, I'm having a problem with this and that and the other. A lot of it is because they haven't balanced their electrolytes.
Right.
And so we actually filed a patent on these quad salts in order to establish that proper electrolyte balance. So that's a great pickup. That's exactly what you have to do. And probably from your athletic days, you know how important electrolytes are.
Oh, well, I've talked about this on the show. The way that anabolic steroids modulate and create greater strength is manipulation of electrolyte gradients. That's you don't get stronger because trenbolone stimulates your muscle fibers to contract faster. You get stronger because trenbolone stimulates the gradient between calcium channels and magnesium channels to react differently, so your contractile force goes up. So people who don't think electrolytes are important are missing the boat on performance.
Oh, absolutely. Because you know what? Our whole body is one really big electrical system.
Yep.
So if you don't have the proper, you know, let's say wiring put in place, it doesn't matter how much energy you crank into it if you don't have the wiring to get the electricity to the proper places.
Yeah, and we're going to talk more about this later in the show when I talk about my spinal update.
Okay.
Because I actually had to go for to a neurologist and have some work done where they stuck needles in both ends of muscles and registered the sound, the actual noise going on in my nervous system. It sounded like my father's 55 Plymouth AM radio. You know, I mean, I was like, holy crap, that's what's going on in my body? That was scary. Okay, we're going to talk about that later in the show. But, okay, so let's talk more about women for a second, because women, I think, really need to get this message. So, Lynn, what about intermittent fasting, and how does that play into becoming fat adapted using a product like Ketogenix?
Yeah, you know what's interesting is there's obviously a lot of info and research about intermittent fasting, and Gary and I had talked a little bit about this because there's a really interesting study that had been done with lab rats. Actually, it was a huge study, and it was years ago, but it showed the significant benefit. And Gary, just real quickly, let me make sure that I'm giving the right statistic. It was over 30% the group that was eating within that smaller window of time. They lost over 30% more. Isn't that correct?
Exactly. There was a difference, Carl, in 30% obesity rate between the control group and the test group just through intermittent fasting.
Man.
So a lot of people actually that eat a ketogenic lifestyle actually use that in conjunction with intermittent fasting for this reason. And what they have found, especially because when you're in a ketogenic state, as we talked about earlier in the program, you don't have these spikes of hunger, right? Because you're not getting into basically those insulin spikes that you have when you're running off of glucose. And because you're not having that, because you are fat adapted and your body is using fat as fuel and you're not having these spikes of hunger, you're able to do intermittent fasting. And so a lot of clients, including myself, what we'll do is, you know, in the morning, you know, I'll obviously have some water and then I might have some coffee. But then afterwards, I'll wait an hour or two before I'm not feeling hungry because I'm in a ketogenic state. I'll have about half of my packet of Prime, fit in a little bit of a workout, and I'm not really having my first meal till about noon. And then from noon to about probably 6 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock, I'm eating as much as I want. This is not about calories. This is not about starving. And that's a big thing for women. A lot of times we think, oh, we have to be eating 1,200 calories to lose weight. And it's simply not true if your body is working at optimal conditions because you're in a ketogenic lifestyle. And I don't count calories. I don't count portions. I eat, you know, during that 6 to 7 hour window, and then I'm done. And I'm not starving. And my body is literally just a fat-burning machine, you know, in this state.
So, Gary, what Lynn just describes, and when we talk about the ketogenic lifestyle, a lot of people out there who maybe are not early adopters, they've been thinking about this, they've been looking at it, they hear this word lifestyle, and then they go, oh, wait, it's not just buying a product and taking a supplement. It's all these other things that I have to learn. Is that why you have free coaching on the Ketogenix website? Is that what that's for?
Yeah, exactly. You know, one of the things that you do, you see, Carl, that happens in, you know, every diet that comes along the road is misinformation. So what we really want to do is when somebody buys Prime, why don't we take you through the right information? Why don't we give you a heads up on how simple it is to really eat the way you really need to eat and do the things you really need to do to make being in a ketogenic lifestyle simple, easy, and literally carefree. And like Lynn just said a minute ago, she doesn't really even think about it anymore. I for sure don't think about it anymore, and I've been living the lifestyle for 3.5 years. And I think people are over-concerned with how difficult it is, when in reality, I think if they go through the 10 free coaching lessons that we've got, they'll find out how simple this really is.
The last thing I want to talk about, and we are not suggesting that this product is going to cure a disease or it is going to be used as a therapeutic aid for any type of disease management. But we would be derelict not to discuss the emerging research on brain cognition, dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and a ketogenic lifestyle. With that being said, what do you think about a person that's listening to this interview right now and their mom or dad has dementia, Alzheimer's disease, them going to their physician and saying, look, I want to give my mom this this supplement, a small amount, half of a pouch maybe to start out, and just see if it helps her. Do you think that that's reckless of me to say on the air?
Not at all, because what we really are starting to see from the emerging research is they're suspecting that high-carb diets have helped lead us to this dementia and Alzheimer's crisis. And I believe when people get extremely keto or insulin resistant, their brain can't transport and can't process glucose in any proper amounts. There's some great research now being done, and in fact, we've got some papers on the website about Alzheimer's, dementia, and ketones. And I think the more people look into this, they're going to find that there's a brand new energy source on the block that the mitochondria don't have to depend on insulin and glucose to process. And like you said, I believe earlier in the show, ketones don't have to have a transport mechanism to go directly into the brain.
Right.
In fact, Carl, one of the things that is very interesting is to your listeners, when the brain is asking for insulin and glucose, it's having to pull that energy process across the blood-brain barrier to be utilized. What we've now discovered is as soon as your blood level of ketones gets to a level of ketosis, ketones are pushed into the brain. So there's no active transport. They're actually, when you get to a higher level, they're pushed directly into the brain.
Do you have a product without caffeine for those out there who say, my mom can't use caffeine, I'd like to try this product with her?
No, we don't. And for the reasons that you said before, what's interesting is when people say their mom can't use caffeine, their mom can't use caffeine because their mom has been using glucose for fuel.
Yeah, I found this. I actually talked about this with Jacob, the muscle PhD at the show. When I'm in ketosis, I can drink coffee before I go to bed and sleep fine, but because I think that the jitters and the problems with caffeine is that you're dependent on glucose, and glucose becomes a roller coaster ride when you use caffeine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly right. Well said.
Interesting. I really like this product. I like it a lot. It's convenient. It comes in pouches. You're paying just for the product. You're not buying into an MLM. It just makes sense. And I took this product on empty stomach while I was in Tampa every morning, and it did not make me nauseous like a lot of the other pouched ketone products do. I just like this product. It's a really well thought out product.
Thank you.
And knowing that Dr. D'Agostino was behind it makes me feel even better about it. And my audience has a coupon code, SHR. If you go to the website Kegenix, KEGENIX.com, you save 10% off. It doesn't get any better than that. No, it does not. Anything else you guys want to talk about before we wrap up this interview?
I would like to just say that I think what people are really starting to see is where we've been and what's happened with a lifestyle based on carbs, sugar, processed foods. And I think we have to abandon that. I think we've got to go to something that gets us back to our roots. I think we've got to go back to how we were born, how we evolved. And I think this gives people a very simple bridge and a simple way to utilize a product to get them into help them sustain it. And even people in a state of keto like myself all the time, I use this product and I just drink it throughout the day. And Carl, it gives me a millimole higher of ketones just for the sake of prevention of things that we were talking about right at the end. So I'm looking for, in my life now, disease prevention, issue prevention. And so we now have got the science to help people with being able to get back to nature.
Yeah, it's a great product. I really, really like it.
Yeah,
I want to thank.
And I would say for me, the one of the quick things that I just wanted to state, especially
sure.
for people that are just starting off and are not familiar with the ketogenic lifestyle and feel that this might sound overwhelming, that every little action helps, baby steps. Just getting yourself off of so much sugar, just trying to reduce your carbohydrates and realizing that the way that you might be feeling, so many of my clients, that sluggishness, that hormonal imbalance, the mood swings, the adrenal fatigue, it's all tied back to inflammation in the body and all based on the foods that we're consuming. You know, the diseases, autoimmune disease, it's all centered around inflammation in the body. And just taking these small steps and just making the effort to try to change the diet, you know, just a little bit, reducing your carbs. Don't even maybe even focus on getting in keto right away, but just reducing those carbs, reducing that sugar, that every step helps. It doesn't have to be perfection. It could just be progress.
Well, and the other thing is that you don't just sell a supplement here. You support the lifestyle approach. With any purchase of Ketogenics Prime, you get free coaching. That's the kind of support you do not see from supplement companies today, really. I commend you for that.
Thank you very much. That was a very, very important part of our program. It took us probably about 6-8 months to actually put it together.
The website,
and for all the right reasons.
The website is Ketogenics, K-E-G-E-N-I-X. The coupon code is super, is S-H-R, obviously the acronym for Superhuman Radio. Save 10% off. Check it out. Gary and Lynn, thank you so much for being on the air today.
Our pleasure.
Take care. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to talk about my recent spinal review. It's not a pretty picture. Stay tuned. Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose liposuction. Liposphere vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820.
800-616-0820.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-516-0514 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-516-0514 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-516-0514. That's 1-800-516-0514. Again, 1-800-516-0514.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code GIFT30 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping. When you enter offer code GIFT30, that's GIFT30, at AdamandEve.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Yo, give me something to dance to.
Welcome back. So I want to keep everybody up to date with what's going on with my spine. As many of you know, I've had a lumbar compression. And I assumed that that was what was causing the numbness in my feet and lower legs and the pain in my feet, the pain in my glutes, the pain in my IT bands. It really is excruciating pain. I'm not saying that to try to like win an award here, but the pain that I live with day in and day out, most people would want to have workers' comp and be on pain meds. And that's not an option for me. There's no one I can go to work for workers' comp. That's what happens when you work for yourself. And so Dr. Paul Constanti, who's a friend of mine, brought me to his clinic and started doing some work on me, which I already told you in another episode that they did an adjustment and I got up and the pain in my legs was gone. But I was thinking it was placebo, right? I'm like, I want this to work so bad. I want to know that I can make this go away so bad. So Dr. Paul set up some testing with a neurologist named Dr. Listener. Really nice guy. I want to have him on the show. Really, really good. Funny, nice guy. And so they did this electronic testing. And here's how it went. First, they tested the sensation and response by like zapping a little electrical shock into the muscle using a thing that looked like a little fork. And they were actually able to see the shock go in and come back. And that was one side of the test. The other side of the test was designed to identify if in fact
the compression in my spine is causing the problem in my legs. So this is how the test worked. They put electrodes on my leg, you know, like the little sticky ones that they do for EKGs and stuff like that. It was three of them, a positive, a negative, and a ground. And then they took a needle, I kid you not, about 4 inches long, a needle, sterilized needle, came in a pack that had a little clip on the bottom where you connected it to another wire. So they put those three sticky adhesive electrodes towards the bottom of my leg. And then they proceeded to stick the needle at least an inch deep at various points of the muscles in my legs, my calf. So it hurt. It was uncomfortable. It sucked. But then on top of that, I had to flex the muscle, because what this device does is it listens and shows on the screen and out of the speaker of the computer the sound that's traveling along my nervous system. And when your nervous system is relaxed, there's no sound. It's just like quiet. When you flex a muscle, it makes noise, like white noise. So theoretically, when my legs are relaxed, there should be no noise. And when I flex the muscle, there should be noise. And he knows it's not just random noise. I mean, the doctor knows what he's looking for. So when they stuck the needle in my right calf, there was noise. He's like, that's not good. I said, why? He said, because you're relaxed. We shouldn't see any noise. And the noise sounded like my father's 55 Plymouth. When we used to have the AM radio on, the old rotary distributor caps with the condenser in them would make a noise. It was like a whining noise, but then with each spark plug firing, like tick, 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 just like that. That's the noise that my leg was making. He goes, that's not good. He says, you're relaxed. There should be no noise. So he says, now flex the muscle, which really hurt, because flexing your muscle while there's a needle in it sucks. It sucks. But I did. And of course, the static was everywhere. He goes, well, that's good. That's good. So they checked 4 points on my legs going higher, my shin, my gastroc muscles, my quad muscles, my hamstrings. And then he said, okay, now we're going to see where it's coming from. He proceeded to stick the needle on either side of my spine in my lumbar region, starting at the L5S1 joint, which is the lowest joint that goes into the pelvis. The noise was the loudest there. The same noise that I heard in my legs. The whining noise with the And then as he went up the lumbar spine, it stopped. He said, that's the problem. The L5, actually a little bit of L4, but majority of it was L5S1 joint. That's where the compression is. He said it's causing what's known as a radiculopathy. A radiculopathy is when the roots of the nerve, where they come out. So there's two roots of the nerve that come out of your spine. One sends signals, one receives signals. So basically one is sensory. It feels you, when your leg touches something, it tells you you're touching something. The other one is activating muscles. So he said the compression is causing the vertebrae to get closer together, and they're touching the root of the nerves. And this is absolutely what's causing the numbness. In fact, he described where I was feeling the numb. He's right. Like on the inside of my knees, but not on the outside of my knees. Everything he said was accurate. He said, based on the testing he did, he can tell what nerves are being affected. This nerve, that nerve. So it is now conclusive that, in fact, the numbness in my legs is being caused by the compression in my spine, which means that Dr. Paul can address this now. I'm actually going to see him today. This really made me feel good, because I didn't know if I had an autoimmune disorder. I didn't know if this was what was going on. But the fact that he said, no, no, here's where it is. The same noise is coming out where the root of the nerve comes out of the spine that you're. And so basically what's happening is the pressure again on the root of the nerve is causing the muscles in my legs to literally be activating all the time to some small degree. And I feel that because along with the numbness, I have this tightness in my feet, in my insteps, in my calves, and in my shin, the muscle in the tibial muscle. It feels tight all the time. In fact, it is tight because the muscles are flexing all the time. Interesting, huh? So I'll keep you guys up to date on as this progresses and how my therapy progresses. And I'm hoping that a year from now, this will all be in the distant past. Because I believe that not only the things that Dr. Paul is doing for me, but also some of the things that I use to help regenerate nerves and stuff like that. But it's just very interesting to me. If this wasn't me, my legs, my spine, my nerves, it'd be a lot more interesting, but it is a little scary. I'll be honest with you. But that's it. I'll keep you posted. We are off the air tomorrow because I'll be traveling to the Arnold. If you're going to be at the Arnold, please message me on Facebook. I'd love to see people while I'm there, both Elisa and I. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Also, don't forget to check out Dr. Jeff Galini. If you have a question for him, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ask the Scientist banner and send him a question. And we'll talk to everybody soon. Stay strong.